And after you wash them, then you take, to get the soap off of them, you...
What? What you mean?
So when you're doing the dishes after...
Oh, yeah, you wash them while you clean them up. You gotta wash them.
To get the soap off of them, you...
Yeah. Well, you got a dishwasher. They got the dishwasher, but they got a place to pour the water, you know. Mm-hmm. Hot water on the dish is reachable. Then after that, you take up and wipe them off and put it in the sink.
What do you use to wash them with?
You know that powder which you buy in school, what you call it, all kind of powder you got there.
What do you use to wipe them with?
You know, a towel, dish towel.
And what do you wash them with?
Wash them with soup beans. What kind of different kind of soup beans that you got there?
Do you have a rag or a cloth you use to wash them with?
Well, yeah.
What's that?
Got a towel too.
Yeah.
Dish towel.
You used to make those out of cotton sacks, didn't you?
Yeah.
Sometimes years ago.
I used to be glad to get a 50-cent sack of flour. Get one of them 50-cent sack of flour and take it and rip it loose by a thread, you know. Then I just rip it loose. After I rip it loose, I take the sack and then wash it. I just wash it to make a dish towel.
Okay. Well, what did you wash your face with, though?
With soap. Soap, and then we get a towel after.
Uh-huh.
Wipe it.
Okay. Nowadays, when you want water, you just go and turn it on at the what?
At the faucet.
Yeah.
Get your water.
Or out in the yard, you hook a garden hose up to it.
Yeah, I got that in the yard too.
To what?
A faucet. Tie to hook it to one of the faucets.
Uh-huh. Didn't he used to have that, though?
Oh, he had nothing like that. He didn't know what that was, I don't guess. I see where it comes from. It comes from way back yard. I tell you, it comes from somewhere.
Does it ever get cold enough here for your pipes to...
Freeze, yeah. Freeze last year. So we put through, I had to get...
Pipes got...
Busted. I had to clear the old fender this year and keep the fender covered and fix it. I could fix it myself, but I had the two, which is the state of the relationship, and you have two, you know. One of the screws, one of the screws, you had to hold them. All the screws, put a piece of that one broken, and it was in the van or somewhere, where you just put a new one.
Yeah.
Now,
you told me that flour used to come in barrels?
Yeah, it come in barrels, large, it come in barrels too.
What did it have around the barrel to hold the stays in?
Barrel hook. That's what holds it together.
Okay. And nails would come in a little what?
A packet, a bag of paper bag or some kind, some paper bag, some of them.
Okay, or beer. What did you get beer in?
In a can. We just beer in a can. My boy, when my daughter was kind of bad, so... Two, three of course got buried, so every time I wanted to get buried, and a boy got buried, my boy was just too caring of being in the city. And bigger than the truck, because he's white, so people got truck, you know. Bigger than the truck, and he got the plastic bags now. But that time, he had the other kind of barrel, a wooden barrel. But now they got plastic barrel, a bigger bunch of them. Set them on the yard, then people take all the beer to work. They go buy two of them, so they go buy a lot of them with good beer.
Yeah.
I don't drink it myself.
You don't?
No, beer, wine, whiskey, I don't drink none of that.
Do you ever remember people making it here? What would they make?
They could make a big beer. Some of them would make beer. Some of the people make beer. They make whiskey too. They had people out here make whiskey. But they couldn't catch them sometimes.
They call that what? What stuff they made, they call it?
They take, some would take a corn, would put, make a mash, you call it a mash. You take corn, some take rice, different things, you put it in there, start it up, you know, and then cook so much, and the point is that it starts to be a whiskey.